Welcome to the Christmas Crunch podcast. It's only 37 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 18 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas events. Yesterday, we discussed activities at home. Today, we are going to talk about planning out the Christmas events you will attend outside your home. Many of the tasks for events are the same ones we did for activities at home yesterday, and you can work on them at the same time. Think about the following. What events did you enjoy in the past at Christmas time? Make a list to refer back to later. Do you still attend any of these events? If no, mark ones you would like to incorporate into the upcoming Christmas season. Some events I can think of include Christmas Eve services, going to see Christmas lights, going to the Nutcracker, and helping with the live nativity at church. Next, think about what events are a must-do each Christmas for you and your family. Do you always go to a family dinner? What about office or club parties? Does your best friend hold a cookie exchange each year? Christmas Eve or other church services? Remember, this plan is about you and your family. You decide what is or is not an event for your family. Make a wish list of the events you want to do this Christmas season. Remember, you will not be able to do everything, but by listing it all out, you can prioritize what is most important this season. Use the Christmas event wish list form to write down events you want to attend. Now, start asking your family what events they like to attend at Christmas. Use the Christmas organizing form or a sheet of paper and ask your family members their top three events they would like to attend at Christmas. This will help you find events the whole family enjoys doing together. Now you will need to fill out the event planning sheet. Use the Christmas organizing form or a piece of paper to fill out the information about each activity and make sure to call and ask about tickets and hours in case they have changed from previous years. Make sure to include information such as name, date, time, and location of the event, along with any deadlines for purchasing tickets or to RSVP. Write down the type of event, any costs for the event, and if you need to bring anything such as a gift, food, etc. And remember, if it's at someone's house, to bring a hostess gift. Once you know what you're going to be doing, go to your calendar and fill in dates and times, and don't forget to share the information with your family so they can plan to be there. For more information on Christmas events, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas entertaining. Having friends and family over can be stressful, but with a little planning, we can take our get-togethers from stressed to blessed. Don't forget to join our email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.